to All the World's a Stage, starring the Mad Mechanicals, the poor fools who wander the globe to perform Shakespeare. This week we find our four heroes entering a new city in the beautiful country of Italy. Take it away!
Here's Verona. This looks like a great town. Pull us to the town center, Nick. We can start looking for work.
Beautiful houses in this town. Though a lot of them seem alike.
Probably prefab housing. It's all the rage here. Be careful, Nick. These roads are really bumpy. I hate to crash into anything here.
I wonder how things will go in Verona.
Guys?
Hmm?
Can we already do this one on stage? Remember? Oh, Verona. Butt soft. All that.
Ah!
Oh, hey, whoa!
What was that?
The fourth wall.
Just keep going, Nick. Robin needs to keep her mouth shut. She's broken that every episode so far.
I just didn't want people to think that we're going to do the same old thing.
We do Shakespeare, Robin. It's always the same old thing.
What's that?
A parade! A parade! Can I get sponge sugar?
No.
Looks like the Duke is going out for his daily constitutional.
A constitution in the feudal system?
I wish I had music following me everywhere I went. That way, everyone would know right away that I was special.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I get sick of yelling, "I am special!" when I walk into a room.
Well, hello. Who is that?
Who?
My future husband, who is walking behind the Duke there. Is he another Duke?
Couldn't be.
Why not?
There's not enough houses in town. They wouldn't have enough rooms to put up their Dukes.
Shut up, Robin. That must be Paris, the Duke's son.
His name's Paris? He doesn't look French to me.
That's not why he's named Paris, Nick.
Yeah, he's probably named that because he's such an eyeful.
Oh, please.
Well, if we're going to get a job in this town, those are the people we need to talk to.
Allow me, Thomas. Excuse me?
Yes?
Oh. I am special!
Yes, clearly you are.
I know, but some people don't pick up on it right away, so, you know, I like to help them along.
I can't imagine anyone who would miss such a thing.
Thanks!
Don't mention it.
Now, the reason I'm here, Paris, is for you to meet my little group here. We're the Mad Mechanicals, the best Shakespearean actors you're ever likely to meet. This here's Robin Starveling.
My lady.
I am? Why didn't anyone tell me?
This is Thomas Snout.
How do you do?
Pleasure to meet you.
And snug fit.
Hello, my dear.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
So, do you have a theater in this town?
Of course we do.
Then you wouldn't mind, of course, if we were to add a bit of culture to your fine city by having us perform one of the bard's works there.
Oh, we would be delighted, but...
Soft! Robin!
But it's currently being set up. You see, we are going to a stage a wedding there, so all of Verona can bear witness.
Why would you want the bears to witness?
Quiet, Robin. Who is getting married? Perhaps we could perform at the reception.
I have a great song about taming of the shrew that's perfect for newlyweds.
I'm sure you do. But you will not be needed. See, the wedding will be of me and...
Hey!
Snug! Why did you hit that man?
I had to hit someone.
It's between me and the young Juliet Capulet, and will be held at the end of the week. Perhaps after that you can use the theater for your show.
Well, thanks anyway, my lord. We'll find a place to stay until then. We won't keep you any longer. Good day.
Good day, Mechanicals.
A whole week before we can make any money?
Don't worry, Nick. We'll have the theater before then.
How will we do that?
I am going to make sure that that wedding never happens.
I'm just glad someone finally mentioned Juliet. Whoops.
Here we are at the local tavern and inn.
We can't start our adventure here.
Why not?
Everyone starts their adventure in a tavern. It's so cliche.
You just used French, and we're trying to get the attention of Paris, so I still don't see the problem.
Robin, shut up. We're staying at the tavern because it's the only place to stay in town.
There's no room in the manger?
Robin.
Shut up.
Can we please just get inside and get a room? I need to clean up after being in the donkey cart with you three if I'm going to get Paris's attention at the Capulet costume ball tonight.
What the?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Here are those reports you ordered.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Snug?
Yeah?
Why exactly did you outfit this room like a war room?
What? I'm just working on my...
to invade Paris. I got that. But where did you find all these people willing to play along?
You'd be amazed at how many actors are willing to be paid scale to be soldiers in a war show.
11!
11?
My soldiers go up to 11. That's one more than 10, sir.
I'm sorry I asked.
Report.
This is all wildly out of control, and I think...
Not you.
Intelligence tells us that he is in the Dookie's palace and plans to exit at 4 p.m. Sir!
Thank you, Robin.
About face! Now, the rest of you. Forward, Swankle!
Swankle?
She likes to see their hips shake as they walk.
This is making my head hurt.
When I'm on a mission, I take it seriously.
Clearly! But now that I think about it, why am I the one getting mad? Shouldn't Thomas be yelling at Robin about now?
Oh, no. Thomas was born in France, remember? When he heard that I was getting an army together against Paris, he decided
He gave up already.
Surrendered, yep.
Oh, good. Well, I get more lines this episode.
Good. Help me with these lines, then. Look at this map. This is the floor of the Capulet's ballroom.
Ballroom? Great!
No, Nick, it's not filled with balls. It's a grand room you can dance in.
Mm-hmm.
So, intelligence tells us...
Wait. I'm sorry, I just realized you have Robin working intelligence.
Yeah?
Makes as much sense as anything else in the military.
So, intelligence tells us Paris will be entering this door at 11 o'clock.
So, naturally, he'll be entering this door at 8:15.
Exactly. How did you know?
This isn't my first harebrained scheme.
So, what I need to do is make sure Paris and his Juliet woman never meet. She will be here by the parsnips. Sightlines mean that they will naturally notice each other in 4 seconds.
This just in, ma'am.
Thank you, soldier. Oh, rats. News for our inside man at the Higginbottom residence. It looks like Mrs. Higginbottom won't be at the party.
What does that mean?
That means they will notice each other in 3.6 seconds now. I no longer can do maneuver 2112.
Which is?
Which is top secret, so stop asking so many questions.
Sorry.
So if I enter here at precisely 8:14 and 58 seconds and make sure I am wearing a gown with a train that trails precisely 14 inches behind me...
I can...
Yes, yes, you can...
I can hit him in the face with a pie from here, the dessert table. You can wrap him up in that big old dress and escape while I hide in the beverage cart.
That was plan 2112, you dolt.
Well, here comes Robin again.
Don't use my real name! As head of intelligence, I should always use code names so no one may know my real identity.
So who are you today, Sybil?
I am Private First Class Minerva Olivia Dancer, at your service.
Well, what do you have for me, Private Dancer?
Can I borrow your hand, Snug?
Why?
Because I want to facepalm my facepalm.
Reports indicate that Mercutio and Romeo of the Montagues are planning on infiltrating the party.
Excellent.
This is a good thing?
Yes. Mercutio is... How should I put it?
A few grapes short of a bunch. A few monkeys short of a zoo. A few cards short of a deck. A few stripes short of a zebra. A few hours short of a day. A few days short of a year. A few years short of a decade. A few decades short of a century. A few...
We get it, Robin.
He's nuts.
He's the perfect distraction. He'll probably start rambling about fairies or some such. Everyone will look at him and bam, I'm outside with Paris. Thank you, Dancer.
Hey, that's not my name anymore. I had to change it per protocol.
So what is it now?
Private First Class There's a Star Public.
You're dismissed, Private Public.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, men, forward, April. We must go and meet General Specific for our debriefing, so I hope you're wearing clean trousers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 7, 6, 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10.
You know, I'm kind of kind of starting to sympathize with Thomas. I only said starting.
Good. All right. Let's go over our plan again and head to this party.
Let's pause now for some brief words.
I already made that joke, Rick.
No. We're approaching the end of our first season, and I thought it would be nice for us to take a moment and thank you, our listeners, for taking the time for letting us into your lives for a few minutes each month.
It's true. This was a crazy idea that we've had for a long time, but we never knew if it would be successful.
But then again, that's just how the mechanical started in the first place, so why not try it out again?
And just like when we started out on the Renaissance circuit, we ended up with a very small yet very loving and devoted group of fans.
And some of those fans have joined us in this experiment, and maybe we got some new ones. But it's kind of hard to tell behind the screen names.
So rather than call out to our individual patrons, or even to anyone who even thought about patronizing our show...
Which you can still do, hint hint.
We would like to throw this out to all of our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, tell your friends to listen to this show so we can thank even more people every time this show is listened to. Post positive reviews on iTunes and Podomatic to raise it in the ratings so more people stumble upon it.
We could use the karma.
Especially after what Thomas did last Friday.
He had it coming.
What a party.
That's what you get when the champagne is flowing and the music is good.
Yeah. So when do we get in, exactly?
When the third cock crows.
Leave it to you to time things by...
Say it, and you're dead.
Point withdrawn.
When the signal is given, we'll have 4 seconds to get in front of Paris and...
Aren't you the mechanicals?
Yeah!
Hey, don't you know better than to sneak up on a girl when she's sneaking?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, Paris, my lord...
We need to demote General Specific to corporal punishment.
I beg your pardon?
How camest thou hither, tell me?
With yonder stage did I drive these streets.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
It was printed on the invitation.
Why are you talking like that?
I always talk like this when I'm panicking!
Why are you out here when a gathering most wonderful is but in there?
It is such a wonderful night, with the moon as glorious to this night, being o'er my head as is a winged messenger of heaven, unto the white upturned wandering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air.
Clearly she simply had too much wine.
Clearly. I shall leave you two alone then.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
Okay, let's go for a walk. It's not safe for you to be here. Goodbye, Mr. Paris, sir.
Good night.
1,000 times good night.
Perhaps I should not have those mechanicals perform here. They are odd fellows. I shall speak with the Duke. But now, finally, to the party.
Hand off that doorknob. Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once.
I beg your pardon?
I said, listen very carefully. I shall say this only once.
And I said, beg your pardon, which I've been saying quite frequently tonight.
I am here to warn you not to go into the party tonight.
But I was invited, and my fiancé is in there.
Yes, but there is also a gang of thugs that will stop at nothing to make sure that Paris will fall.
Really?
Yes.
I would hate to mess these pantaloons.
No, not that. They don't want you to marry Juliet.
I would agree with them, but we have to find some way to establish peace in this town.
You... What?
There's a great feud in this town, and by my marrying a Capulet, the power struggle will be over and countless lives will be saved. But if you don't let me in to see my fiancée, who knows what ills the losing side might be planning for her.
Planning for her, you say?
Yes! And so far, I've run into 3 of your group who have done nothing but annoy me since I got out of my coach. So I'm beginning to wonder if you are somehow in cahoots with the Montagues.
Thomas
Snout!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I knew you would start a resistance. That is why I had my men follow you. Sorry, Mr. Paris. Don't believe a word this man says.
Quite honestly, I don't want to listen to anything any of you people say.
You need to. You were supposed to be in there 1 minute, 16 seconds ago.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a Notre Dame.
Well, now that Paris can have his tango, get him!
What? Hey! Pull me down! This is injustice! No! Allons enfants de la patrie, la joie de glorie.
This is so stupid.
I thought you said this was romantic.
When it's happening to me, not when I'm the one standing in the garden in the middle of the night.
Look, we don't want to start a war, okay? Turns out all of our plans blew up in our face.
Big surprise.
And we have to apologize. And since you were the one playing Patton...
Patton cake, Bradley's man. Build me a crown.
Okay. Anyway... this is the only way we can apologize, and you can look romantic at the same time. So stop making with a fancy word so we can get out of here. Usually when people catch me sneaking around a palace after dark, they tend to get stabby.
Shh! Here comes someone coming up to the balcony.
What if it's not Paris? What if it's the Duke?
Just ask him to let down his hair.
Brother.
Son.
Quiet.
Who goes there?
Someone who can't make it to the privy in time.
I beg your pardon?
Pay no attention to the girl behind the punchline. It is but I, Snug, the joiner, at your service.
Oh, it's you. In the streets, in the gardens, you never want to simply knock on a door, are you?
Balcony scenes are all the rage, you know.
May I ask where you are standing in my vegetable garden? You're standing on all of my leeks.
Why is everyone looking at me as if you're expecting something?
I've come to apologize, my lord.
Wherefore?
For embarrassing myself in front of the Capulets yesterday evening.
Yes, the night where the Montagues snuck into the party. I remember her well. Were I there in time, I would have stopped it a whole mess. But worry not. My father had that Montague boy exiled from Verona just this afternoon.
So, I guess that means the wedding will be going off as planned.
And we'll be able to use the theater?
Shh!
What, are you all a bunch of leaky tires?
I'm afraid so. Tonight is the night of my bachelor party. The fire and apothecary are approaching as we speak. Would you care to join the festivities? We could always use a little more entertainment.
Sir, I am not the kind of girl to entertain at bachelor parties.
I meant your entire troop, whom I presume is there, otherwise my potatoes are infested with several large hissing snakes.
Oh, like that. Sure!
You've got a deal, Mr. Paris.
As we've done all season long, we'd like to take a moment to follow a long-standing tradition in radio dramas and comedies. We'd like to take a minute to tell you about a charity. Since we've been inspired by shows that were popular during the Second World War, we'd like to feature a charity often featured in those same programs. The USO has been providing services to support soldiers and their families here and abroad for generations. Most think of them as providing entertainment for troops stationed abroad. However, they do much more than that. They serve as a beacon of hope and home to fighting men and women who may never see home again. The programs they offer aid those in the service and their families through all phases of enlistment. Please go to www.uso.org to learn how you can help the USO help our troops.
Well, that was a dull party.
Yeah. Why did the apothecary and friar have to leave so early?
Intelligence found out that they had a late night appointment to attend to.
A friar with a late night appointment? That doesn't sound suspicious at all.
At least Paris won't notice. Whatever that drink was the apothecary made for him knocked him right out.
Good night, sweet Paris. My flights of wild turkeys sing you to your sleep.
I like it here. It's peaceful.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. Paris was played by Andrew Dell. Soldier was played by Brianna Kuby. I'm Rick Tennant. Good riddance, and send me and the rest of us packing.